Today's date is May the 11th, 2011. Present is Dina Brown, Greg Pahavich, Miss
Megan Hutchinson,
Paul Loftman,
and Greta Herberth.
Miss Hutchinson, this is an interview regarding an incident that took place on April the 18th of this year. And I was wondering if you could tell me what happened that day.
That morning. David and I were walking back to my house. He sat down to roll a cigarette about, 30 seconds into him rolling the cigarette. I looked over, saw a police cruiser coming up, told him there's police. He had a 40. So
was he sitting on the ground?
He was, yes. No, he was sitting on the sidewalk. Just right on the sidewalk. And I was standing up in front of him. They stopped the car in front of us. Turned the bright white light on the spotlight, I guess. And I thought, we were being stopped for, he was being stopped for open container.
Okay.
They get out of the car, ask what we were doing, and I told them we were walking home with the dog. I don't remember if he asked me my name or not, but the next thing I remember, pretty much right after he had asked what we were doing, he took my bag, threw it on top of the car, or I guess probably looked in it first, I don't know, took my bag, put me in cuffs, and I was placed in the car. That's how I remember that happening. And I knew that I hadn't done anything wrong. I didn't have a beer, or I didn't have anything in my bag, and, can I go back, actually? And I remember I was getting cuffed. I looked down at Bones, at David. Actually, now I'm remembering something else. Can I go back? Can I step back? They took Shady pretty much immediately. Like before, as they're asking, what we were doing and where we were going. That's how I remember it happening. And he saw that, and I think he thought that he was going to get in trouble and go to jail, and he said, take care of Shady for me, because I wasn't doing anything. I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting cuffed, so I don't know if I can. But, so that happened prior to that. So I get in the car and sit there and watch, basically, waiting and watching and wondering what they're doing, because I can't really hear anything. So one officer was talking first to Bones, and he's just sitting there on the ground talking, and I don't hear what they were saying or anything like that. I'm sitting in the car, and then I remember seeing a couple more come up. I'm just kind of sitting there wondering what's going on, trying to be, calm and compliant, and just wait. Excuse me. And they're interacting, and I'm assuming he's gonna get called off in the car and go downtown, and nothing strange or out of the ordinary, was happening at all. It was just, as far as I could tell, just normal, interaction. I can't remember if they put handcuffs on him or not. And I really wish I could. But I've had a feeling that, I don't know if they did or not, but he's just sitting on the ground like this. So I kind of assumed since they cuffed me, they might have cuffed him. I don't know, though. I'm not sure. So I'm sitting there just staring, and I heard three. I don't know why I heard that it was two shots. I heard dun, dun, dun. I don't know what that was, but, and I'm staring, and the next thing I know, his head is just on the ground, I still didn't even think he had, I didn't even realize he had been shot. It didn't seem like, why would that have happened, And I just remember, thinking, don't play dead, you're just gonna get in more trouble that way. And I sat there and we just kind of stared at each other. His eyes weren't open, they were closed, but I just kind of sat and stared, for a while. I don't know how long, but it seemed like 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, I don't know. And at that point, more people start filtering in, and a officer told me that he was dead. And I was, at that point, taken around the corner in the car and sat there for another, hour and a half or something. And the detective came up to me and said, "Are you his girlfriend?" And he's been shot. I didn't know who would even, it was just really strange. Everything was fine, and then he was lying on the ground, and then I went downtown and sat in a room till 8:30 in the morning. Was interviewed, asked what had happened from prior to the 911 call up until what had happened.
Okay, you're right.
That's
it. I don't have to go any further with your time at that point.
Sure.
Before Dina starts answering your questions, I'd like to show you not to scale drawing that I did with some pictures to give us a better clarity of, because you can picture certain things in your mind where we can't. This basically here is just the two houses, the house in front of where David was shot. This is the house next door. This is his yard. Of course, like I said, he's going uphill, and these are the steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like I said, to scale. This is the sidewalk itself.
Okay.
I made it larger. Here's one tree, and here's a second tree on this side.
Okay.
One's in front of the house next door. This tree is not directly in front of 1833, but it's off to the side.
Right.
It may be a little closer to
the house. Yeah, I think it is a little closer.
I said, and this is the street. And I drew lines here to show two-way traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you would please, if you could indicate, because this doesn't work well. If you indicate when the police first, you first were aware of the police, where are you and where's David? Again, this is a sidewalk.
Right.
do not have to say, well, you know, we're exactly here. We're kind of give an idea if you could put an X.
I remember that tree, so I'm trying
this
to...
This is the tree, like I said, as you're going towards your place.
Right.
This is going towards Virginia.
Sorry, it isn't just scale, so it's kind of...
Right.
I want to make sure...
I made this intentionally bigger to give you more room, the sidewalk itself.
Okay.
Because we're going to add...
Well, he was...
If you can put an X there, and or put a D with a circle around it for David, an M with a circle around it for where you're standing.
I mean, I was...
This is when you first see the police.
Right, sure.
Okay. Yeah. And if you're closer to the tree and you think the tree is closer, that's...
Well, that's...
Fine.
It seems like... I remember that tree.
Let's go, let me go one even better here.
Yeah, kind of.
This
that's
might help
not...
you more so. We'll show you
That'd
some
be
pictures.
Great.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Here's the house. Now.
This is okay.
This
oh,
is
I
his
see.
House right here.
Was this where the shooting took place, or was it?
That's
okay.
I
it
you
wasn't.
Know that. I don't
it wasn't
know.
Over there.
And here's the second tree, which again you can see it's.
He
not
was
this,
right here.
Oh no, no, I need it on here.
He was right here.
And somewhat to the tree. And if you want to look at these other pictures,
yeah.
If it helps you a little more, go ahead and look at them.
Yeah, this actually, this one.
I have black and white.
So is
different
this,
pictures.
Is this tree?
Turn around and look at it.
Or do we not see this tree in the picture?
No, this tree is this tree.
Okay.
This tree, you'll talk, this tree here is this tree here. I'm sorry, it's this tree here. You can't see both those trees in this picture, unless you look at that one.
We were, like, right here.
Okay. And again, I know this may be closer to the house, but just trying to get an idea.
Sorry, this is messing me up. We were right here, though. I remember.
What side of the tree are you on?
Yeah,
are you on the side towards the house or the side... away from the house, going towards your place. You recall? And if you don't, that's fine.
Well, it's like I remember that. I remember looking at that tree, so...
Okay, but again, I don't want you to put something down that you don't know.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Don't try to guess. And try. If you want to take a minute or two, close your eyes, try to think, that's fine. But if you don't know, just say you don't know. That's fine with us.
Sure.
Like I said, here, some black and whites of the same area.
Yeah, can I just maybe see some more pictures?
Here's an angle looking towards... Going
that's the
towards,
other way. Oh, no.
No, it's going towards your place. And
the problem about this is that I remember the tree, not the house. You know what I mean?
Well, then, try to, if you can... Try to place where you are. Here
so you're saying that I shouldn't put down what I think. You're saying I should put down what I know.
If you don't know, yeah.
Okay, well, I probably shouldn't put anything down at
okay.
all.
Okay. When you first observed when the police arrived, okay, how many police arrived at first?
It's just the one car.
Okay. Now, do you recall where the car was at? Was it behind you, in front of you?
Well, it rolled up behind us, and it stops.
Okay.
Literally parallel to us.
All right, so somewhere in this area, the car pulls up next to you.
Right,
okay?
Like in this,
all right.
By the tree somewhere. Someone,
one person, two people, how many people get out?
There was one originally that approached
let's
us.
Stick with that one, the first one that comes out. Okay, where does he, show me, again with the pen, if you could do one of these, where he starts out.
Right.
To where he comes up to where you're all at.
Okay.
Now, you don't know where you're at, so let's
right.
put a guess. You're on wherever you want to put. Just put two X's here and circle them. Put one with a...
Yeah, I'm trying
and
to...
then let the... As long as you show me the way the officer come up
that's
and
the,
approach you. Not
okay.
where you guys are at.
Which way did he come up?
Okay. You said he stopped...
He... Hold on. Just hold on. Because I didn't even... He definitely came up this way, because Bones was looking this way.
Okay, you see where you're pointing. It's not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So, I'll just say, you know, this pen doesn't work.
Try this.
I don't know about this tree thing, but the officer came up. Where do I put the X? Where he started?
Here. This is the street here.
Right.
Okay, put a little X where the officer starts, and just draw a line to where he comes up to
you. Well, that's the thing is, I don't know.
Nowhere. But you know
but I know
this
he
area.
Came from this, from this.
From this way.
Direction.
Right, okay. So he comes to this direction, right? Yeah. And he stops.
He talked to me first.
Okay. But this is, I'm just putting down Officer 1. Okay. How, when he stops, how far away is he from you? And where are you in relationship to Mr. Herbert?
Just, you know, a foot away.
Okay, next to him, in front of
him,
behind
him? Well, not a foot. That's really close. Maybe more like.
Are you in front of him, behind him, next to him, side?
Well, I was. Hold on. Can I just do this real quick? So he's sitting right here. And when they approached us, he's sitting right here. I'm standing there saying, get up, let's go.
So you're standing behind him?
And well, he's facing
in front of him?
Me.
Okay.
He's facing me.
All right.
I look over. They roll up. I go, oh, shit.
Let's stop at the first officer.
I'm trying. I have to get up to that point. He comes out. Okay, so yeah, this is helping me. He comes out of the car. Okay. And I don't remember him going around the car or if he went in front of the car, but he definitely came that. Yeah.
Okay. So how far away when he stops from you and
you
Mr. Bear?
From when he stops and gets out of the car, from when
to talk to you
about this.
He comes out of the car. He comes up on the sidewalk and approaches you and Mr. Herbert.
Right.
Okay. How far away is he when he stops to approach you or to talk to you?
This close. I don't know. How far would you say this is? Two arms length and arm's length.
Okay. So anywhere from say 2 to 3 feet, somewhere around there, 2 to 4 feet.
Foot? Is that a foot?
That's a foot.
I'd say about, yeah, then four feet.
Okay. So the officer's here about 4 foot away from you. Right? And he stops wherever he stops, and he's about 4 feet away, facing towards you and Mr. Herbert. Is that correct?
I'm trying to remember the sequence. I don't remember if it was the same, if there were one. There was, I think there was just one.
The one that come up and ask you questions. He's
right.
The first one.
Okay, so yeah, then he. God. Okay, so I'm standing here. He comes up and talks to me this way first.
Okay,
then.
He's talking to you from the sidewalk but on an angle. Or right in front of you or back of you.
Oh, I don't remember. This is so confusing. Hold on. I haven't really thought about this. I'm just blanking.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't recall, you don't recall.
I'm just blanking.
All right. Do you recall? Mr. Herbert was on the ground, was he not?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's sitting in the concrete area or the grass area?
Concrete.
Concrete area. And is he facing directly towards one direction?
He's facing this way.
Okay, he's facing towards Virginia?
Facing towards Virginia.
Okay, so he's facing towards Virginia. You're in front of him.
I'm facing him.
Facing him. So you're facing towards Kirby or Florida or Georgia?
No, not Kirby. Yeah,
Kirby.
That is Kirby. Yeah, that's Kirby.
Okay, yeah. So you're facing that way. When the officer approaches, do somebody turn around? Because you guys are facing opposite directions.
Yeah, I I had turned left to talk to him or to, you know, communicate.
Okay. Now, you don't recall what exactly was transpired as far as the conversation between you and the officer?
As far as him and I, he's asked me what we were doing.
Okay.
Where we were going.
Okay.
I told him both of those things.
Is Mr. Herbert saying anything at this time?
Mm-mm.
What is he doing?
Just sitting, looking miserable.
Is he still blowing his cigarette? Is he drinking his beer?
No, neither.
Okay. So, how long is it before you observe a second officer?
Not long. But what I don't remember is if they came in another car or if they were already in the car.
That's immaterial.
Okay.
Just approximate. Take your best guess. I mean, if your best guess is less than an hour, then so be it.
Okay.
But take your best guess.
So, let's see. I mean, within 5 minutes.
Okay, the second officer. When do you become aware that the second officer is on the scene?
Or on the scene?
Where you're at. When you observe the second officer.
Within those five.
I know, but when he comes, where do you see him coming from, or do you see him coming from anywhere?
From this way.
From Virginia going towards Kirby.
And I'm not sure if they were, you know, walking up the sidewalk
right.
or not, but they were
right.
coming from my
from
right.
From Virginia going to Kirby. Yeah. Direction. Okay, now when it's a male?
And the officer? Yeah.
Okay, white male?
Yeah, big
okay.
guy.
All right, now that officer, where does he stop at compared to where you, Mr. Herbert, and the other officer is?
He stopped, what I remember was him stopping in front, you know, about an arm's length away from me,
mm-hmm.
3 feet away from me. David's here talking to him. The first officer was, I believe, I don't remember, but I'm
mm-hmm.
pretty sure that they were the ones talking, and another officer had cuffed me.
Okay.
Let's
not jump the gun here.
Okay.
Okay, listen, try to listen to what I'm asking.
Okay.
The second officer comes, where does he stop in reference to you, the first officer, and Mr. Herbert?
I believe closer to me, not next to those two. Not next to the first officer.
Okay, so the officers...
More towards... Still over here. You know, so they're...
More towards Virginia?
Where, yes.
Virginia
yes.
side. Okay, so the first officer's about 3 foot away from you. And this officer, the second officer is... How far away?
Probably maybe twice that.
Okay. Is he standing near the same side as the first officer? Or
well,
is he behind you and...
No, he's behind me. I mean, I think he's started to walk up to me. So he's...
The second officer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the first officer's talking to you. The second officer comes up and begins talking to you.
Well,
is anybody paying any attention to Mr. Herbert?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The first officer was talking to him.
To him? Okay.
Yes.
Do you recall anything that may have
I mean, you know, was said, where are you guys, you know, said, what? Ask me where I'm going,
mm-hmm.
then starts asking him, you know, the same thing, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Mr.
Herbert responds, or does he?
I don't remember him saying anything. I don't remember him saying anything except for to me.
Okay, so the second officer comes up to you, and this is the tall white officer, right? You're saying the
no,
second officer?
No, the first one was the taller one.
The first one's the taller one,
mm-hmm.
okay. So
Sorry.
The first one's the taller one, the second one comes up to you, and he engages conversation with you. At all?
Mm-hmm.
He's just standing there, or?
No, that's when he took my bag and...
The second officer. Okay, yeah. So he just, does he ask for your bag? Does he ask you to come over with him? He just takes your bag from your hand?
Uh-huh.
Okay, who's holding Shade at this time?
I think one of them, I'm pretty sure, because I thought that's why there were more coming, because there was a dog, and they don't know. One of them, I don't know, I didn't see who took it, but I saw them lead across the street.
Okay, so someone takes the dog, but who has the dog before the officers take him? Who has the lead?
I wasn't walking him. He may have just been, I mean, I don't really remember. He walks his dog kind of nonchalant, like it's 17, really old, but it wasn't me. But see, I don't remember him having the leash either, because he was rolling a cigarette.
Okay.
So he probably just had it on the ground.
All right.
And Shady was waiting for us.
Well, we don't know for sure. You just don't know who had the lead.
I didn't, and I know he was rolling a cigarette, so it was probably just on the ground.
All right.
No one else was with us, though.
How long is it? Now, he takes your bag, the second officer.
I think it was, yeah.
The and then?
Either the second or third, not the first.
Let's, if we could distinguish. The second officer that comes up, do you know if he took your bag or not?
I don't remember if it was the second one or the third one, okay. But I know it was one of those two.
So, the first officer is talking to Mr. Hubert, right? Mm-hmm. The second officer is standing there looking at you, and we don't remember anything that transpires there.
I remember getting my bag taken.
But you don't know who.
It was either the second
or the third. Right, but I'm saying at this time.
I mean, they came up together, so.
Who came up together?
I remember, like, two more officers coming up.
Okay. So we have the first officer who's by himself.
Right.
The second officer, is he by himself?
I mean. I don't really remember.
Okay.
I don't think so, because
When do you become aware of the third officer?
Pretty much at the same time. So I think
as the second officer?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you recall him and the second officer walking together at all?
I mean, that's how it's going.
Okay. So where's the third officer stand?
I don't remember standing positions, like.
Okay. Is the third officer, how far away is he from you?
Maybe. How wide is this room? Probably. Sorry, I'm bad at this kind of.
Is he further away than the second officer?
Yeah, by a couple feet.
So he's further away from you and Mr. Hubert, the third officer.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now.
It's not like they stopped and were waiting. They, you know.
Okay, Mr. Hubert is on the ground, is he not?
Right.
So he's not going anywhere at this
right.
time. So they're walking up, they're stopping. That's all they have a choice. They can't keep on walking.
No, yeah, I know. So, but see, at that point, I was just remembered dealing with me.
Okay, so the second and third officer comes up.
But when I was, go ahead.
Good. One of those two takes your purse.
Yeah.
And then does what?
Not really sure. I figured they were looking through it, but okay. It got pitched up on the top of the car.
Whose car?
The cop car.
Okay, the cop car's out on the street down here.
Yeah.
Okay, how did the cop with your purse get from here to over there?
There was no car here. When did
the car get here? The cop car's here, right?
Okay.
Okay, the three cop cars are here.
Okay, there was one cop car. Where was the original cop car? Because that's what, I mean, we were directly mm-hmm. parallel to each other.
So he could reach the cop car from the sidewalk?
Yeah, but he didn't. No, I mean, he probably could, but he didn't.
Okay, so he places it on top of the back of the police car, the hood of the police car.
The top,
where the lights are at.
Yeah, you're right. I thought I remember that, actually. I don't know, he puts it on the car.
Okay.
Megan, when they first approached you, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. did you turn to face them, or did they... I know you said you looked over, but did you turn all the way around to face them? I mean, if you did you turn to the street?
Yeah, I mean, I turned a little bit.
You were facing the street, or were you?
I turned Yeah, to the, because I'm standing right here. David's right here. I look behind me. They come up, and then I turned over and started.
You turned around.
Well, I didn't turn around. I turned how many degrees?
Same.
90 degrees.
On an angle.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, could you see the officer coming toward you, or could you see him coming out the corner of your eye?
No, he was in plain sight. Okay. Yeah.
So your head was turned enough that you could see the officer coming on.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah. Hmm. He came around the car. I think I remember he came around.
Okay. That.
But we were getting. What were you saying about
the cars?
Okay, the
second or third officer takes your purse and places it on a police car.
Right.
Does he leave you standing?
That's when I get cuffed and put in the car.
Okay, get cuffed by the same officer or the other officer who didn't take your purse?
I honestly don't remember that.
Okay, so when you're getting handcuffed, how many officers are around you and Mr. Herbert?
Just a few. Just three. I don't remember if it was three or four, but it wasn't. Okay. See, can I just say something?
Sure.
Originally, it was one, and then a couple more came, and then, like, there were about 100, so it's all really...
Right, and it does get confusing. Okay. Now, this is...
You asked me something about those cars that I can't remember.
The police cars?
You said, how could...
No, I was saying, how could, if you guys were all around this area... He didn't throw it to the police car.
Oh, no.
The police car's in the street, so he has to go into the street. And I was wondering, did he escort you over and handcuff you by the car, or were you handcuffed on the sidewalk?
No, I was, handcuffed by the car.
So when he took your purse, did he take you with him to the police car?
It was like I was standing right next to it.
So, the police car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was right. Just,
all right. Yeah. And so Mr. Herbert and the other officer is right near the police car, too?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It's like this.
Now, before he gets shot, does any other officers appear? You got three officers there. Do you recall any officers being there?
Like I said... The difference between three and four right now, I don't remember.
So you don't know. Okay, let's go with you don't know. Let's not try to put something there that isn't there.
I don't remember.
All right, so when the officer takes you to a police car, what happens next?
I just sit and watch. I'm sitting and watching.
You're outside the police car with your officer.
Yeah.
Okay, he goes through your purse or whatever.
I don't know.
Then what is he handcuffs you. Then what does he do?
I don't know. I don't remember what that specific officer did because they all look the same to me.
Okay. But it's one of the officers that escort you over. It's got to be either two or three.
He walked back. I mean,
But he walked back after you placed you in the car?
Yeah.
Okay. So either two or three took you over to the police car. The second or third officer.
Okay.
One of those did, right?
Right.
Okay. One of those.
I think. I mean.
Handcuffed you.
Like I just said, they all literally.
Okay, so
I was a little
you
drunk,
remember getting handcuffed,
but
you don't know by whom.
I don't. I mean, I couldn't. Yeah. I probably couldn't even.
Does an officer place you in a police car?
As in, like, put his hands on me.
Put you inside of it.
As in, like, put.
Well, open the door, tell you to get in, help you in, whatever. Because you're handcuffed at this time.
I mean, I probably. I don't really remember, but I. He opened the door.
Okay, he opened the door.
So I went in.
So you got at least the concept that he wanted you to go inside the car.
Yeah.
Okay, he closes the door after you get in.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying the police car, if you're sitting in a police car and the police car is facing towards Kirby, which would be in this direction, right?
Correct.
And it's facing that way, you could just turn your head and you're going to see everybody.
That's what I did.
I'm sorry?
That's exactly what I did.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so all you have to do is turn your head and you can see everybody there.
Right.
Right in front of you.
Right.
Okay. What did you... When you first turned your head after you were in the police car, do you at any time see Mr. Herbert?
Yeah, I could...
Where's he at?
Just where he was.
Where he was in what position?
Sitting.
Okay, he's still sitting.
Yeah.
Okay. How many officers do you recall that's around him?
I recall three.
Three officers around him at this time?
Two, yeah, two.
Okay.
two were closer together, and another one was, like, talking to him.
Okay. Now, Mr. Herbert is facing which way? Is he facing towards Chase? I mean, Kirby? Is he facing towards Virginia? Or is he facing towards across the street?
He's facing towards, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, he didn't...
Okay, so he's, what you would say, perpendicular to Virginia. He's straight on.
Virginia's the next street down, is that right?
Yes, the main street. So is he facing directly, pointing towards Virginia?
I think he was maybe been cocked a little bit.
Okay, meaning that he was a little bit on an angle, possibly.
It's possible.
Okay, but mainly you recall that he's facing towards Virginia.
Yes.
All right. The three officers are standing there. Are they all standing in front of him?
No, there was one that was. The one that was talking to him,
mm-hmm.
and then there were two that were over here, or maybe one more. But
so
I remember.
Basically, what you're saying is there's one that's directly in front of him, and the other two are
further away.
Are further away.
By
okay,
like,
this first officer has to be on this side if he's talking to him, and he's facing towards Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's facing this way. The first officer's facing that way. The other two officers are where?
Maybe over here.
Over here, yeah. Facing towards him?
Yes.
Okay. And they're somewhere, you don't know if they're next to each other, if one's in front of each other, or anything like that, do you?
They're pretty much right. I remember them being pretty much right next
somewhere
to each other.
Somewhere in the vicinity of okay. next to each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, at this time, do you recall where Shady is?
Shady's, I thought, was across the street at that point. Shady's not... Or I think Shady was right across the street. Okay. I remember them seeing him go across the street.
Okay.
Before this.
Okay, now, before you're over the police car, do you have any conversation that you recall with anybody? The officers, Mr. Herbert?
Before I get in the police car?
Yes.
Besides the original...
Besides the original, what you stated so far.
Being led to the car, the couple steps that it was, mm-hmm. Bones said, take care of Shady for me.
Okay. All right. So he directs you to take care of Shady. Shady's still there or is Shady gone by
Shady
now?
Was across the street.
Across the street.
I remember. Okay. I mean...
So there have to be more than three officers there, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if Shady's across the street and we know there's three here,
that's what
somebody's with Shady.
Right. And I mean... That's what I was wondering about the first. I don't really remember, which one took him.
Okay. All right.
You know,
and
but.
It could have been one of these three, and they just took him across the street.
It could have been. There could have been four. I don't.
Okay.
Between right. three and four, I don't remember.
You don't know.
Between
you
three
don't know.
Four.
I mean, it's.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sorry.
Just say, I don't know. You seem like you're struggling to say that.
Well, I'm trying to, like.
Right, but if you don't remember, just say you don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
did.
Want you struggling with it too much. And,
sure.
You know, sometimes you put things there that don't need to be.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we do things we just don't recall it.
Right.
How long were you in the car before you observed Mr. Herbert laying down?
Not long.
Okay.
Maybe... I mean, maybe time is really strange this whole time, but it might have been, 5 minutes or something.
Okay.
Maybe less.
Okay, so you're watching him and the officers, because
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is turn your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're watching him and the officers. Do you hear any sound of anything before Mr. Herbert goes down?
I mean, I heard three... Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. And then...
But see, the thing is I don't even... It was like I was watching, and all of a sudden he was laying there. It was just like,
okay.
I don't even remember him falling.
Was it in the vicinity?
I don't even remember, you know.
Was it in the vicinity of hearing the bum, bum, bum?
Yeah, it was
bum,
right, bum, bum. Yeah.
Okay. So he's facing towards Virginia, right? And he falls after he's shot.
Well, and that's what I don't understand, because, yeah, when he was sitting,
mm-hmm.
he was cocked.
Don't get ahead of me on this. Okay, he's facing towards Virginia. You hear the three shots. He falls down. You don't recall him falling down, right? But then you see him laying down. Okay. And he's laying down. Where's his head?
His head is here.
Okay. Next, near the curb area, facing the house across to where the shooting took place. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, and his feet would be in what direction?
You know, either, his body's laying.
So his feet is laying towards the residence or where the incident took place, the shooting?
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, I remember his head more than his feet, but okay. I'm, you know.
All right, now, at this point in time, when you hear that, and you see him fall down, or he falls down, I'm sorry, you didn't see him, and he falls down to the ground, where are the three officers? Do you recall that?
Same place they were.
None of them moved. They're all in the same, somewhere in the same area.
I don't remember anybody.
You still see three of them where, basically where,
basically,
the same place they were.
Right. Not, it's like, I remember nothing changing, really, the whole, it wasn't, there was nobody ran around. I mean, literally, the you know, 5 or whatever minutes or so, everybody was as they were.
Okay. All right. Anything else that comes to light as far as this, before Dean asks you a few questions, before that, the pictures or the little diagram that we drew, or just going over this, that you recalled that
what
you haven't brought up?
Two guys, or maybe three, but I think it was mm-hmm. two. The one officer, Bones, I'm right here in the car.
Okay. All right. Dean, I'll have some questions for you here, and some of them you asked, answered already, and some sure I'll have to...
I don't know if that...
What?
This is confusing me.
Well, it shouldn't be. There's a tree on one side of the house, there's a tree on another side of the house, and there's the house.
Okay. And this, where's David? Did we
well,
make
that
clear?
Well, that's why I asked you.
Okay.
And you didn't know.
Well, if...
You know it's somewhere in this vicinity.
Yeah, it was,
but you don't
like
know
right
for sure. On this side of the tree?
I don't know which side.
Okay, from then don't.
Yeah, I don't know which side.
Right.
This, sorry.
This was just for a reference. I'm not looking at this for an exact measurement or anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Dina, please.
What would you say the lighting of that area was? Did the house have some lights on? Or?
It wasn't pitch black. I mean, it wasn't particularly light either. It was nighttime, so I mean, I think maybe street light. The light, I mean, that spotlight was on, so it's hard to, you know. I don't really remember seeing any, you know. The lighting was dark. It was, you know, nighttime.
Okay. And you stated when the officer came to get Shady, they took him across the street.
Yeah.
Did the officer stay across the street, or did he come back?
I don't know. I mean,
when you were sitting in the cruiser, at any time see Shady just running the street?
I didn't see where they took Shady. I didn't really, like, care, you know.
So you didn't focus on what Shady was doing?
I don't. All I know is that they led him across the street. I didn't see where, if he got in a car, or if they took him for a walk, or, I mean, I don't know what they did.
And you stated all of the officers were pretty much still in the same original position from when they first approached. No one moved, got closer, stepped back.
Closer, further away, no. It was, I mean, nothing, I just, at all.
Now, once you stated David was sitting on the ground, and then the next thing you know, he's laying back, or you saw him falling back?
I didn't see him fall. I just, one minute he's sitting there, the next minute his head's
on
the ground.
But his body, you never observed him standing up?
I never saw him stand up.
And if he's sitting this way, do you know how he got turned?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I mean, I...
The officer that was talking to David, was he standing in front of the cruiser to where, was he standing on the side of David talking to him, or was he standing in front of him talking to him? Just the officer that was talking to him.
David's right here, the officer's like right here talking to him. So I guess if that's what you call in front of.
Was he standing like you were standing when you were in front of David?
Yeah, yeah. When I was, when they originally rolled up, yeah.
So that officer that was talking to him was pretty much by his feet talking to him.
Right.
And that officer didn't move, or he stayed in his original position?
I don't remember him moving. I don't remember anybody really moving.
And the other two officers, they stayed further back?
Right there, yeah.
Were they in the grass area, on the sidewalk, or?
They're right there on the sidewalk, I think.
Are they by the wall on the sidewalk, or?
No, closer, towards me. The wall being the person's yard?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they were... I don't remember seeing them by the wall. I don't remember exactly where they were, but I don't.
Okay. Did you become aware of Mr. Herbert having a weapon?
I knew he had a weapon. I knew he had one.
Did he carry it on him? Or
yeah.
That night?
Yeah.
You saw it that night?
Earlier? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've seen it every day. He carries it.
And did he have it in his pocket or
I don't know.
Side pocket? What type of clothes did he have on?
Just jeans, and I think he was wearing his jacket, hoodie. But I'm sure it was in his pocket. He didn't have a backpack or anything, I don't think. So.
Was he right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know. I think he was right-handed. I don't know, though. I never saw him right.
And it was just you guys outside? No one else was outside?
Not that I was aware of.
When you heard the pow, 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 could you see any lights flashing or?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Could you hear where the pow, pow, pow came from?
That was what was so weird, because I didn't think that he had been shot. I'm not used to hearing a lot of gunshots, so maybe that's why. But no, I mean, it just kind of was all consuming, you know? Wasn't like, I don't know where, I just heard it.
And then after you heard it, you were still looking at David?
Yeah.
What happened once you heard those shots and you looked at David?
His head was facing mine. We were looking at each other, except for his eyes were closed.
Okay, and that's when he had fallen back?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
He was already back.
I mean, the thing is I don't recall seeing him go down, you know? I just remember him being down. I just remember staring at him.
Had you leaned back in the cruiser and closed your eyes for anything?
No, but, I mean... Somehow somebody's got to get from sitting down to lying down. So, I don't know if I blanked it out, if I, you know, closed my eyes, if what, but it was like that. So, I couldn't have...
So once you were placed in the cruiser, that's when you heard the pow, pow, pow?
I heard it after I was, yeah, I heard it when I was in the car.
You had been in there for about how long, would you say?
Like, not long, like, less than 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
Okay. Did you hear any officers yelling before the pow, pow, pow? No. Anyone getting loud,
nothing.
Any voices?
I couldn't hear any conversation, nothing. Everything was... just fine, you know? Completely normal.
Okay. And once David was on the ground, did you observe any officers? Did they move in closer, or did they stay where they were?
They kind of just, I mean, I just, they kind of just kind of, you know? I wasn't really paying attention to him. I was just looking at my friend. But it's not like anybody went up to him. In any way. You know, because I was sitting... No one... I don't remember seeing anybody really going up to him.
Did any officer talk to you about this before you went to homicide? About the incident? Any officer at the scene? Have any conversation you recall? Anybody at the scene before you went or escorted to homicide?
Conversation with me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. When did you first come aware that David was shot and he died?
That I was aware that he was actually dead?
Yes. Or shot.
I mean, I knew it the whole time, I guess, but at the same time, I didn't believe it. So somebody, an officer had, you know, said that he was, and then the detective said later, and it was when the detective told me when I was around the corner that, you know, okay. It hit me. But I mean, I don't know what you're asking specifically.
You said an officer said he was, so an officer told you before somebody from homicide told you.
Yeah.
Okay, was there an officer, one of the officers at the scene there?
Yeah.
One of the three officers or another?
I don't know.
Does an officer came up and said what to you?
That he, I don't remember exact words, but that, you know, he was, I don't remember the exact words, but it was, you know, I knew what he had told me.
When they placed you in the car the first time, did they move you out of that car? Place you in another cruiser, or did you remain in that cruiser the entire time?
I don't remember getting out until I got out downtown. But I do remember being moved, driven around the corner.
Right.
Do you recall, was that the first car, second car, or third
car? I'm pretty sure that was the first car that stopped, yeah. Pretty sure.
When you guys were dating, you said for a few months, and did you know him before that?
I've had a personal relationship with him since November, but I know a lot of mutual friends of his from a while.
You. We're talking about you now. Okay, you and him, have you been out before, say, drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Has been to a point that he was drinking excessively? Excessively meaning that, you know, slur speech, maybe waddle a little
bit. At night or in general?
In general.
Yeah, he drank a lot.
Okay. At any point in time, what was his demeanor when he drank to your excess?
Just fun and happy.
Have you ever seen him where he became agitated, irritated, or argumentative?
I personally don't put myself in positions with people who are violent in any way whatsoever, and I've never seen him be
When you two were like walking up the street before the police arrived, are you walking up with Shady, you're walking up the street going to your house before the police get there. Are you guys having a conversation?
Not really, because, I mean, we were kind of in shock of
what happened previously.
What happened, right. What had just happened, yeah.
Okay. Alright.
So we were just kind of trudging to get home.
You got just one more, you got something ahead of you. Have you seen anything of the news, any of the video, any of the audio?
Yeah. And
have you seen the video of the police cam?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, and I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember? Which one are you talking about that you've seen?
I thought there was only one cruiser cam.
Okay, what did you see?
I saw them arriving at the scene coming from Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Right.
And the whole... and he was already lying down, was he not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And me, I guess, being led, you know, and Shady going too. I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember that happening like that.
You don't remember it happening like that. No. What you told us is what you remember to best of your knowledge.
Right.
Okay, where the video actually shows it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Don't worry about it. You just...
Well...
you experience something that not that many people experience. And that's traumatic to anybody. It's traumatic to the officers that do it, get involved. They see it more than once, and it's still traumatic to them. And some people it affect differently. The best of your knowledge, you'll remember what you'll remember. It doesn't mean that you're...
I don't remember any of what has been reported
When you've seen that video, the only thing we're dealing with is truth, or trying to. When mm-hmm. you've seen that video, how'd you react? What was your thoughts when you seen it?
Like, really confused as to why he was laying there and why I was being in the car. Because my feeling was that I had already been in the car. That was what I...
That's what you thought. But you could see that Shady wasn't escorted across the street yet till after he was shot.
You're
still outside the car near him
when
he was shot.
Right.
But that you don't recall any of that.
I know.
And none of that, when you seen that video, seemed to say...
Nothing looked familiar.
Familiar at all.
Nothing. None of that looked familiar to me.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we end this? I know we kept you long enough, and I'm sorry we kept you so long.
Please. I mean, not at all. I mean, nothing on record.
Okay. All right.
Shut it off. This will conclude our interview with Ms. Megan Hutchinson.